interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Season that was filled with a lot of pressure. It was finals or bust. And they're headed to the NBA Finals. And Proctor will just dribble it out. Chance of let's go, Knicks. It's over. Believe it, Knicks fans. For the first time in 27 years, the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals.
Hell yeah.
The season continues.
And hell yeah.
Defending a decades-long championship drought are very much alive.
So now who do they got to play?
Either OKC or the Spurs.
Are those two tough teams?
Yeah, they couldn't get a tougher draw. I would say, like, not that they had an easy time or anything, mm-hmm. but these two teams here that are still going, ooh, boy.
Now,
ooh,
I mean,
boy.
Everyone's giving Danhausen credit for this,
yeah.
Which, is there a... Like, Danhausen must have found a monkey paw or something.
Right.
For this to work out so perfectly, for him to curse Cavaliers because of the Miz, and then they sweep the Cavaliers, but they were in a losing streak until he uncursed them. Like, it's worked out perfectly.
They've won 11 straight games since he uncursed
them. And you're like, obviously, I mean, the curse must be real. I don't know.
It's hilarious.
It worked out
yes.
perfectly. But also, can we not forget that somebody else went to their first ever Knicks game this year, and maybe they should get a little credit?
Maybe.
Maybe somebody?
It could be. Or they were like, we better turn it on. Because if we start losing,
maybe it was
we're
going to
get this
else who should get a little credit for going to his first ever New York Knickerbockers game, and suddenly they got hot.
Nope,
I mean, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm never going to be able to find the clip, but I remember talking back on when I did the sports show that the Knicks had a legit chance. It was, you know, a while, but I said in the next 3 to 4 years, but it happened in two.
Yep.
To get to the finals, if not win, with how well their stars play together,
mm-hmm.
how well their, you know, mid guys play with the stars,
mm-hmm.
and how well their bench guys play. It's a perfect, like...
Yeah.
Despite having Mike Brown as a coach.
Yeah. I'm going to take as much credit as I can for it. I don't really even know much about the New York Knicks. I went because my youngest is a Knicks fan. But it's exciting for them. I wonder if there was a lot of parties down in the city last night. People going nuts.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I know the people were hyped up for the watch parties and all of that.
Yep. They've been waiting for a minute.
Yesterday was a big NBA day for me. Besides the Knicks game, I did not stay up for the Knicks game. I went to bed. I watched the Untold Portland Jailblazers documentary.
I loved them so much.
You got to watch this Untold.
Rip City, bro.
Dude, Rip City.
I love that team so much.
It was like...
The Blazers were the best name for them.
Because Stoudemire was busted a couple of times with weed.
Rasheed Wallace. He will punch you.
Will just punch you. He got he still holds the record for the most technical fouls.
Yep, that was a crazy team, and they didn't win anything. They did. They came real close. They were in a bad era.
And then your boy Sean
Kobe
Kemp gets
them.
Pulled in. Pippen was on the team for a minute.
Yep.
It was just crazy time.
They had Fat Sean Kemp.
Yeah, it's a fun doc. It's only an hour. Watch it. It's Untold, the Jailblazers.
Ooh, I can't wait for that documentary to watch him.
Sean Kemp?
Go from everything, and then, you know, I'm sure they'd be like, ooh, disgraced NBA, former NBA star.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do anything, and now he's like a weed mogul.
Yeah, what did he go to rehab for in the early 2000s?
Was it booze?
Was he boozing?
It might have been a little mix of everything, maybe.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
We slept through the Monday. Sorry about that.
Oh, whoops, my bad.
We're going to do that again this week. so, it's a Tuesday show.
Were you up, though?
I'm I
was
up on Monday morning. You woke up.
Well, because of course, like 10 minutes after, my brain's like, "Hey, hey,
hey, you actually have to work today."
Hey, yeah. And then I woke up. I was like, "No,
no, I slept through Monday, but I did not sleep at all last night because I got teenagers and they got."
In the face.
I cannot with these kids. My nerves are just fried all of the time, and it's like 7:45, and, "Dad, can I go over to so-and-so's for poker night?" I go, yeah, are you going to spend the night? Because they don't have school today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll probably just spend the night. And then I get in bed, and 9:45, I'm getting a text, actually, I'm not going to spend the night. And I'm like, so do you, like, I'm in cool. bed.
Is there an adult there?
I'm like, So then he does it. He gets a ride home at like midnight, so I can't fall asleep because he's out and about in the world. Then the dog has to be. Then one of them lets the dog out at 2 a.m. So I'm like, oh, my cameras are going off. So then I'm awake at 2 a.m.
He had to pee.
Oh my God, I'm just fried.
Little Snarfy boy had to take tinkles.
And then I wake up at 3, and then I can't go back to sleep. So I'm running on no rest now.
As this company's HR rep, I would recommend you don't have a night like that. You need to come to work refreshed.
Thank you. Can I have next Monday off?
We'll see.
Oh,
probably.
All right. We'll see.
But, you know, that affects all of us when you show up not on your game.
You're right. So you're right.
I don't want to have to have this conversation with you again.
So good morning, everybody. We'll do a high strangeness. We'll talk to Cindy Payne about plants. There's something on the calendar that says sweets at 8:30. Taste of Syracuse, something says sweets.
I don't want to get the name wrong, but there's some sweets on babes.
Babes on sweets. Something like that.
I've seen them on the damn internet.
Something's on our calendar out there that somebody wrote on. So
I'm just going to.
So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if we get in sweets as well this morning. Okay. Lots to get through. You know how to find us. twitch.tv/theshow. You want a job? Well, bring up some of them plants you got sitting around the house to our plant swap on Saturday.
I'm starting to talk to some of mine and let them know.
Oh, they got a big day coming up Saturday? A
couple of you are headed to your new home.
Saturday at Crazy Daisy's from 2 to 4. This upcoming Saturday, we're doing our first ever show plant swap.
Mm-hmm.
It's new to me. I'm excited for everybody to partake.
Yeah.
This is a community thing people do. Yep. I said we should do our own, and we're going to do one over at Crazy Daisies. You bring your potted plants you want to get rid of, propagations, I'm sure seeds.
Yeah, I don't I don't know really how, if you have enough stuff, I bring a little table, I guess,
sure,
right?
Set up a little table.
And
they got a ton of space over there.
So you don't have to just have armfuls of plants. Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to. There's tons of room. So.
Let me see here. Saturday looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like mid-60s.
61 right now.
Nothing crazy. It keeps bouncing back and forth from like 60 to upper 60s.
I wouldn't mind a little warmer because I'm going to be a cake that night over a Beacon Skiff out of doors.
Very true.
I don't want to be bundled up, but
it'll probably still be chilly either way just because, you know, up on our heels up there, we get kind of chilly at night times.
Well, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but Hooters is trying to rebrand as a family-friendly establishment.
He's a Hooters.
Well, and I ignorant, but I always felt like you could take your family to the Hooters when it was at Carousel Mall.
Agreed. But all you need to do is
just not be weird about it.
Yes, which guys are incapable of doing. Yeah, so that, but just not over-sexualize or sexualize at all the women that are there. You can just let them wear outfits that just have a logo on it, because Hooters is a fine restaurant, because it's still ha-ha, but it's an owl.
Yeah.
But the only thing that made it the correlation was that you're like, all right, but let your butt cheeks hang out.
Yeah, it just felt like a sports bar when I was a kid. You're like, Hooters is like, you know, it's a little, it's just, you know, chicks are scantily clad.
Because then if you go there, the little kid with your family, kids go, ha-ha-ha-ha, Hooters means something else, but there's no tie-in.
There's no tie-in.
No.
Hooters is trying to find a happy place between being tacky and being family-friendly by claiming, no, they dress that way because they're at the beach. It's a beach-themed restaurant. And honestly, I buy it. Because wasn't there like surfboards on the wall and stuff, and it always felt Florida?
I don't really remember. I was trying to picture anything but just the orange shorts.
It always felt like that Florida to me.
But that did have a very Florida vibe. So didn't they start in Florida anyway?
Probably. And that's probably where they still shine.
I mean, but either way, I mean, how many of them are left?
Not many.
It's like a last dish effort that do we really need? Is it really that big a deal?
You know how much I love Hooters wings, man, and I can't get them.
I think we're all right.
They're trying to bring back people for the food and making some changes. Here's the CEO talking about it.
They're top wings.
The Hooters girls' uniforms over-sexualized it, I call it. The shorts almost turned into thongs. And frankly, that was never the intent of the brand. This was created in 1983 as an escape or an oasis. You know, it's a beach community. It's a beach theme type of thing here in Clearwater. So
that was very upsetting.
And of course, today on social media, when you see pictures of people wearing the uniform, it appropriately affects other markets and affected us. So we just wanted to rectify it, get the brand back to its roots. I call it a rehooterization.
Rehooterization! Me too, bud. And I'll be honest with you. I never found the Hooters outfits sexy. And I'll tell you why.
No.
Because they made them wear those weird pantyhose.
Yep.
Your grandmother would wear those. And now you're like, they can't just have their legs out? Like, they have to wear these?
Nope. It was just...
It always felt like, this isn't attractive at all. It's weird.
No, they were always very good looking ladies.
Yeah, they're beautiful women. They had, obviously, they were stacked. And that's the job they chose.
But
and they're like, no, I got boobs. I can make money with them. Do it.
Those wings were banging.
They were banging. Even their hot dog was good.
See, that I never got. I know people would get the hot dog, but no, it was always the wings. I don't remember anything else.
Now I got to order my Hooter breading off because now you got me thinking wings.
They were so good. They were so good. Mm-hmm. That was the last holdout of wrestling pay-per-views, man. Them's were the days.
Yeah.
I'm going to Hooters to watch a WWF pay-per-view.
And they would let you there? Like, you have to pay like a fee?
No, they just had
a deal?
Them. It was before the days of whatever the scam is now, mm-hmm. that the like UFC and WWE pulls with restaurants where they mm-hmm. make you pay per head or there's some weird rule.
Like,
that's why places don't instead why they don't just throw it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was the days when they could just throw it up there. They bought it. You know, here we
come
paid $40. So
come
there you
watch
go.
It.
We did.
Happy Tuesday. It is Tuesday. And I keep forgetting it's Tuesday. And there's so many things.
Not Monday.
That are all screwed up in my brain today. So buckle up, buttercups, because I don't know what's going on.
Peanut buttercups?
Ooh, I wouldn't mind some of those. I wouldn't mind.
Try the new one with the marshmallow in them?
No, but I'd like to.
Tastes exactly like peanut butter and fluff.
I've been on a real...
It's so good.
I've been on a detrimental... peanut M&M kick.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Those are the good ones.
No, there is something wrong with it because a bag of them is $15.
Oh, like a big thick bag? It's asinine if you want to get...
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, the move is you got to just go to Walmart and get one of those like...
I got the party pack at Wegmans and I never go to Wegmans.
No, yeah, they will get you. You got to go to like a Walmart.
It's a problem. I might have an announcement to make that peanut M&Ms have... Surpass Kit Kat is my favorite chocolate treat.
I'm not going to argue with you. I like them more than Kit Kats.
Because they're quick.
Yep. They're satisfying.
For Mother's Day, and this is a bad thing to say because these were clearly my wife's peanut M&Ms.
Not anymore.
But for Mother's Day, I got her like, they came in like a, I don't know, like, you know, like the big plastic like seasoning shakers?
Yeah.
They were just full of peanut M&Ms.
I like that.
So that I would just walk in the kitchen when I wanted to take a quick pull, have a quick hit off my peanut M&Ms. I would flick the top, pour a cup in my hand, pop them.
That's why it going to Mama Max is so awesome because for my whole life, she's had those candy dispensers, the Skittles one and the M&Ms
and
one.
You just get a quick
where
hit.
You just put your hand under it. And I mean, yes, she has to buy them, but to me, it's just free Skittles and M&Ms. All of the time.
I don't know if Showgirl Fuzz is in here, but she posted a photo of her uranium glass over the weekend. Do you have a little candy dispenser in your house?
Oh, really?
It looks like she has a little candy dispenser next to that. I might need a little office candy dispenser, like you're saying.
I mean,
fill them with peanut M&Ms. See, she does.
I like her setup. That was a dope setup. That's the coolest. That's what I'm going to do eventually.
I hope she's not near too much, like, what is it, like radioactivity? Isn't uranium glass radioactive?
Oh, yeah, I know. You'll glow like Mr. Burns in that episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Episode of The Simpsons.
So the human body is fascinating. Cody, And there's so much I can't describe about this story. So you're going to have to use your brains.
Oh, you going fart again?
Nope. I'm going to tell you about Monique, age 48, who now faces felony charges for smuggling contraband into a correctional facility.
They don't like that.
And you're like, wow, what did they sneak in?
They hate when you do that. It's like their least favorite thing.
I'm going to read the sentence and I'll let you guys put the pieces together. Because I have to follow certain rules on the radio. Michigan woman charged after hiding entire wine bottle inside body during jail booking.
She put it in her giner.
Yeah.
She put it in her.
Which the female body is fat. I mean, that holds a child and can birth a human. So yeah, I guess a wine bottle isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, you ever seen that? I don't know what anything to call it other than a birthing board, where they show the holes of like this is what your poor wife.
Yeah, it's incredible what the female body can do. Okay,
it
was a bottle. Apparently, vastly. CVS in Michigan sells wine. Seems like a bad idea, but go ahead.
No, a lot of them sell the lower end or in other states.
Cupcake Vineyards.
Same.
Cupcake Vineyards Pinot Grigio.
I know that one. I know that one.
Stole it from CVS. Plus, kind of got it up there.
And then, how does it? May I ask?
Mm-hmm.
How? Like, this is the wine bottle.
Yeah.
Is she just?
This is why
sweatpants open. Out in front of everybody, just...
This is what I'm saying. It's 6:42 in the morning. It's too early for this.
Setting it on the ground?
They just said they discovered the bottle concealed during a routine search.
Yeah, well,
so it was like the cat peeking out. Well,
just...
Wait a minute.
You heard something.
Was there a little cork popping out?
She was pierced... down there, so every time she walked, you hear like a ma'am. But like what? Can I argue though?
Go ahead.
Their wording,
yeah,
a routine search. Routine, I feel like would be like a quick.
No, I think that when you
pat me down, a routine
when you get booked to go to jail. I would assume they gotta check you all.
Yeah, but
out
I make sure. I feel like they're just being very haphazard about it. Ah, just a routine check. Showed a bottle in her giner.
I think that they have to check all your holes because of this.
Yes, but it's
or drugs or anything.
Right?
But
squat and cough and boom, out comes that.
Her criminal history includes many convictions for robbery, credit card theft. It goes on and on. She's currently locked up. Valiant effort.
I mean, was she sitting like on a blood pressure thing, like pretending to get her blood pressure checked and all the while?
You want to see the security footage of how it was?
Because that's it.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I would say, okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Sat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Dress. Looking at then items on a bottom shelf, but casually going even lower shelf to lower shelf to lower shelf.
I feel like Cody can't let this go until he sees the footage of it.
I'm going to need to, like, see it. And then she stands up and just walks away, and someone's like, didn't she have a bottle?
Yeah, she did.
Where did that?
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
Text line, Pinot Gris, more like penis Gris. Nice! It's the most Monday-iest, Tuesday-iest ever.
It's the most Monday-iest Tuesday of the year.
I'm all upside down. I got no idea what day it is or what's going on. Hopefully, y'all are dialed in on a Tuesday.
Heck yeah.
You went and did a little... Did you watch the parade yesterday? You just kind of encountered it.
No, I did. I went over there.
I love a good Memorial Day parade.
Was for some reason I was just like, just go stand over there,
mm-hmm.
just for fun, because it happened to start like directly at the best spot for me,
like from your mom's house.
Yeah, it was right on the corner that the Village of Lanes is, that bowling alley. Mm-hmm. It started right there.
So you just walked down there and watched
it
for a little bit
over the bridge.
Awesome.
Went to the bottom of the bridge and stood right there, and then there was nobody around me.
Oh,
like there, because ever, you know, the parade kind of started as you go down the street, and there's nobody around me, and then the one person that is some dude that shows up and has to light up a cigarette and stand right directly next to me and continuously blow it in my face.
Yeah, we had someone smoking a cigarette next to us, too. It's a
Memorial Day parade for 5 minutes, bro, and there's no one around me, and you have to stand on the other side of me and blow it and not, and so to the point where I was like, no, let me move, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why you gotta smoke cigs at the parade. Just it's an hour. You can't make it an hour without a cig.
This was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no one else around me.
We had someone smoking next to us, and it was kind of annoying. But otherwise, I love a good Memorial Day parade.
It was
nice. My mother-in-law, she asked me, she goes, how was the parade? I go, it's the exact same parade I've gone to for 44 years.
No, I liked your guys,
though. It's the exact same parade.
It's longer.
It's guys on tractors.
Yep.
Showbro on a tractor asked where the K-Rock truck was.
No, we got to find our own.
That vehicle's not functional.
It is, but now there's always something.
Yeah, I'm not driving that
now
in a parade.
Now the brakes are fine, but there's an exhaust
Somebody
thing.
Fixed the brakes?
Yeah, the brakes are good.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, brakes
I
are good.
I didn't know we were putting money back into that
No,
thing.
It was a little bit because you had to. It was that bad.
Yeah.
But now there's a little exhaust thing. So, no, I wish we had like a show, I don't know, not a show wrap.
Like a van or something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the future waits for us.
I don't want to walk a
there's always
parade
the,
either.
There's always a bunch of standard Phoenix Memorial Day parades. One is the float that I think the guy originally pulled, and now it's like his memorial float.
Yep.
And it's this float of a Snoopy the dog getting a bath.
Yep.
And the skunks are going
like
up
that.
And down. And
that
it
was
says,
cool.
Give me room. That's a strong perfume. That's been there my whole life.
That thing is from the 70s.
And I love it. Yep. And I look forward to it. I like the dudes and gals on tractors.
Was there a big star this year?
No big star. We can't do that. No.
Well,
we were there the year Chase, Chase from Paw Patrol.
I just know Paw Patrol was there.
Shut
and
it down.
And
we
it
can't
was
do that.
A 2 hour long.
No, we parade. Can't do that. Our friends Christian and Felix were there from
Brewery
Union. They brought their redneck Reuben truck up.
Was it, wait, like to drive? Because that would have been.
They posted they were going to be in the parade, but no, they just posted up the,
they just posted
at
up,
the Madison Place.
Which is also smart, but that would have been fun, too, to drive, just have the thing open and slowly drive.
Would
and
you
just,
put it past him? If Christian, like, the champ. Like, he always likes a challenge. He's going to be making on-the-go omelets. You're up. You're up.
Little things of beef.
We've always got the one guy who's, like, about my age, and he's still riding a bike. Like, the guys on bikes.
That.
I don't know why we're a guy.
And he's riding it around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, come on, man.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. I'm like, you're my age. You're 45. Why are you riding a bike?
DUI.
Shout out to our boy Ryan Phelps. Big presence this year.
Because
Ryan Phelps also owns Rocket Toe, and Rocket Toe's in Phoenix. That's where his headquarters is.
Okay.
So we had big brain thinking about Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Rocket Toe. Tow trucks and the flatbeds had cars that were for sale at Ryan Phelps.
Okay, here's what we do.
Go ahead.
We get, like what Sister said in there, we get those big magnets that say the show and then we get on
a Ryan Phelps car.
Exactly, and then sit in
Double
that.
It up.
We don't have to drive, but we're still in a car and our names are still on the car.
Double it up. We have all the, staples of the like the different wars. Like, Mr. Kronback always drives the World War II Jeep.
Okay.
And then, like, different wars you were in. Like, my Uncle Ronnie is in his Uncle... He's in his Vietnam car, and he drives...
Does anybody not have an Uncle Ronnie from Vietnam?
I think you're by law. I think everyone's by law required to have an Uncle Ronnie.
Especially if you're from...
So he drives
Sliga
his
County.
Car, and then we all have all kinds of fire trucks. I'm a sucker for Memorial Day Parade.
There is a lot for that parade. You guys do a bunch with all the random tractors, because it's literally anything is allowed into your guys' parade.
Yeah, no, we don't care. Like, there was one guy who ran over to me to say hi to me, so he must be a listener. And I think he just felt like building a float, because he built a pirate ship and drove it through.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you're right. In Phoenix, what do you got?
Yep.
You want to show us your...
Have at it.
You got a tractor? Get in the parade.
You know, it used to be cool.
You got a cool truck? Get in that parade.
Get in there. up at Panther Lake, I'm sure other lakes do this, for like 4th of July and Memorial Day, they do boat parades.
Oh, I've never seen those. I wonder if I'd like that.
That was interesting because they would be the same, but a little more challenging to come up with concepts.
Very cool.
But yeah, that's those. Some parts of parades aren't bad. Much as I talk ish, it was still cool, to see the village I grew up with.
Yeah, everybody comes together.
And ESM had the band playing, and there was an old ass Manoa fire department. Fire truck.
Those are fun.
Probably when my grandpa was.
Nate was driving the Lock One truck.
Oh, was he? Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep. It was just cool. It was fun. Cool. Then there's the witches. We have the witches up there. Do you know the witches? The broom riders?
Only from that parade.
Yeah.
They were at that parade.
It's a bunch of my mom's. It's exactly what my mother would do. It's just women who want to be silly.
Yes.
So they're the witches or the broom riders or whatever.
Whatever, I forget.
Oswego or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, they had a name because they were at something that we did.
Yeah. At the walkthrough, the Halloween thing we do or did, used to do. Somebody does it now.
And now my brain is, what did we do?
What the hell is that?
What were they at? Were they at Fright Night? Were they in there about to get a walkthrough?
Maybe, but they also pop up sometimes at, like, I can't, dude. You guys don't understand what these last 6 months have been. My brain is mush. I don't know what we own and don't anymore.
The past 12 months have been the easily best ever. The best, Joshua.
My apologies. Everyone's having a great time.
I don't remember.
No, Nicole from Frightmare Farms will come in here, and the nights that we're there, they are also there. That's what you're thinking of.
I do, because they went through and got scared.
It was fun. And it was fun. And they're just silly older women, and they do witchy laughs, and they run around, and they're just adorable.
They go antiquing on the weekend.
But they're exactly my mom.
They wear big silly hats when they can.
Other side of this, we'll get into your 90s at night. Keep it locked.
K-Rock is
What am I talking about?
WKRH Fairhaven.
High strangeness is next.
From the Harding Mazzotti Studio.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Ahoy, hoy. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday. If you're as screwed up as I am, I am a dog brain in a big fat body today. I am bouncing around. I don't know what's going on. You guys ready for the 90s at 9? Here we go.
Cool. All right.
So, on Tuesdays, we get into your high strangeness. And today is going to be a quickie, but it's one. If you were in Twitch or YouTube last week, I showed it really quick, and now it's kind of getting a ton of attention.
Oh, no. Oh, now I don't want to know.
It was a guy on Fox News that everybody thought was wearing a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll show you the clip in Twitch and YouTube. His name is Robert Harward. I guess he's a regular contributor on Fox News or whatever.
Okay.
Now, the reason it's getting so much attention is kind of a little bit of Fox News' fault. They've done this thing, and they were caught doing it.
Yeah.
Where they have this guy just pretend to be, he's Antifa, or he runs Black Lives Matter, and it's the same guy every time.
Yes.
And they kind of got busted and called out for it.
But nothing happens, because it doesn't matter. Anybody can do whatever they want, no matter what.
So that, kind of feeds into the conspiracy that this guy is wearing a mask. I'll show you the footage. And I think for the first high strangeness ever, I'm here to debunk this. but no one's on my side.
I keep trying.
I have read every comment. I have read every story, and nobody is showing you what I'm going to show you.
I keep trying, but after seeing so many videos of how realistic these weird...
That's the other part of me.
The face masks
the
are
mask
now.
The mask that I wear at, second reference to Frightmare Farms,
right?
Are super and realistic silicone masks.
Now imagine one that's a billion times better and made for... What
whatever
they, you know, purposes so, of deceiving. Which
those
you know,
of you that can't
do.
Jump in Twitch or YouTube right now, I will describe what you're going to be seeing. It is a man who is bald. He has what looks like a human face, talking about, I guess, the Iran situation. But right at his shirt collar, it looks like it's the bottom of a mask. And everyone keeps reposting this. Who's this guy wearing a mask? Why is he wearing a mask on TV?
Yeah, it looks like the part of the neck that starts at the chest that you tuck under the shirt flipped up.
Yeah.
In a weird spot. Like he arched his chin too far and a part of it like, unstuck.
Like that should be under the shirt or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll play the audio. It doesn't really matter, but you can just at least watch the guy's head move and see what they're talking about. I have no audio?
No.
I have no audio now? Oh, that's why. All right, hold on a second.
But it's just...
Revolution throughout the region. Government in Iran that not only hands over the nuclear material...
This video has zooming in on the neck.
Hormuz, ...but quits exporting the Islamic Revolution throughout the region, causing the
and they're
collapse
just showing,
of
like,
Lebanon, Gaza,
this weird
Syria,
line at the bottom
well
of his face.
Their ballistic missile program.
They're just as a...
So
I don't know. I get what you're going to explain. And
the IRGC,
I'll say something after you say...
Well, I'll tell you what I believe this is. And I may be wrong, but if you've ever been in a television studio, especially nowadays, on the desks, they have these uplights. So, like, if you're watching your local news anchor tonight, built into that desk are these little LED lights right across the front that light you from underneath.
Like, it'd be, like, right here if you're watching us.
If you're watching us, it'd be, like, right in your face to get that shadow off of the bottom of your chin. My theory is that it's one of those lights casting this weird shadow on his shirt and causing that look. Meaning, I don't think it's a mask. I think it's a lighting thing. Now, what's your take?
The only shadow I see is the shadow coming from the flap that has come up. When you watch it, because in the video, the guy that's recording it zooms in.
Yeah.
And then that ends up being the only shadow I can see.
What, the flap?
Once he zooms in,
the
only shadow I see looks like the shadow that the flap is making.
Like the flap of a mask, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've been trying to find a reasonable explanation, because this would be the most realistic looking mask ever. Ever seen.
And I get that the reason on everybody, on all sides, blah, 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 is to lie to us.
Yeah.
But what's the reason to have a bald white guy come on and put on a bald white guy mask?
I don't know. Like, all the conspiracies are like, maybe he knew something about the aliens or whatever. I don't know. I don't, because he's a regular contributor. This guy is on Fox all the time.
Yeah, so as the bald white guy.
And I went, and listened, because people were saying in the comments, like, well, their voices don't match. Their voices do match.
Oh, do they?
I went and listened side by side. I did a deeper dig into this.
It's just very weird what the reasoning would be.
Yeah, and that's what other people are saying. Lottie in chat says he's a lizard person.
Oh, yeah, they got to cover up their scales.
Uh-huh.
But because
sister says when he breathes, the part under it, this throat moves, but the mask doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't get why.
I don't either.
The need to deceive this part, unless he's on his way or just coming from lying and having. Well, I'm already a bald white guy. I'll just leave this on. I don't need to take it off because I was a minute ago.
Lizard person or somebody else.
Long-haired, blah, with sunglasses for this interview. And in 20 minutes, I need to be bearded guy with ponytail. So I'm just going to leave the bald white guy mask on. They won't know.
It's weird. It's all over the place. I've been trying to find anybody who debunks it. My theory is that it's a light shadow. Cody and a lot of you are saying it's just...
I don't know.
I don't know what. I don't know the reason for it. I don't know the point of it. I don't know why a man would need to be on TV getting a mask, like wearing a silicone mask. It's just confusing. But that's what high strangeness is for. It's the unexplained. The things we don't understand.
You can't explain it.
Can't do it. K-Rock, we're back. Sorry, I had to delete the thing because something's not matched. So I had to make the sound instead of the K-Rock. I did it.
Well,
hi.
Okay, what was I know what you're doing, but what was it again? How's it going?
K-Rock.
I think you I'm going to record that, and you should have that. I'm going to replace all of them with just that.
There's a commercial that's like 4 or 5 seconds off, and it's throwing my match off, and that doesn't make any sense to anybody. But
I wish it did the same thing that ESPN's did.
And it just, like, matched. Something is off.
Because you've got a Splash commercial where you're telling everybody to get over to Splash.
That's actually my real voice.
I love it.
That's actually my real voice. I was just hammered during that.
Sounds right.
Ahoy, everybody. Yep. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday. It'll throw your whole morning off, just like it's throwing my whole morning off. It is a Tuesday. So let's talk a couple AI things, shall we? I ain't here to sully a company. But when I hear scam, this sounds like a scam to me. Whereas a Chinese tech company claims it's created AI-powered pet translators.
Scam.
The word AI is now just being used as, like, everything.
Yeah.
Everything's AI.
Just to make it sound, AI.
Everything was smart 5 years ago. It's a smart TV. It's a smart fridge.
Because imagine
it's a smart dryer.
How, like, uninformed people are about it, where they'll just believe anything, especially the ones that think they're informed and call it A1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That anything you put AI in front of, oh.
Oh, well, it's AI.
Oh.
Yeah. So this AI pet translator hangs from your pet's collar and uses AI to study things like vocal patterns, behavior, body language, etc., to figure out what your pet's trying to say. They're not trying to say, it's a pet. Freddie's thoughts are food ball pee. Maybe he changes the order around.
Every once in a while.
Maybe it's pee and then ball, then food.
Yep, ball.
It's ball, food, ball.
But
he's only got 3 thoughts in that little stupid brain of his.
Or like a lot of us, if you're just attentive with your dog,
you can figure it out.
You can learn all the things.
Like, I know when Freddie needs to pee because he does a certain thing.
Yep.
Where he sits patiently right next to me and I go, you got to go potty.
Exactly.
And he does.
So
when he goes and grabs the ball and throws it at you, that means he would like to play with that ball.
Right. So I could see this maybe learning all of those type movements.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a month,
figures it out.
Once Freddie starts, it's going over to pick up the ball. AI, Freddie wants to play ball before he even did his thing.
Sure. Okay.
Because it now has figured out those movements mimic
Freddie's thoughts. Would just, all I'd hear coming out of this collar are, you're never coming home, are you? Are you leaving me forever?
Yep.
Are you leaving forever? You're going to leave me, you're never going to come home, are you?
Yep.
I'm never going to see you again? This is it? You're leaving forever? Why are you leaving me forever?
Or the reverse, if the mail person pulls up.
Oh, I want to kill you. I want you. If you're an Amazon truck within 100 yards of my house,
I want you dead.
The other little AI clip I wanted to play for you, Cody. And get your drink out of the way now, because I don't want you drinking when you hear this. It would be dangerous to all of the equipment. As this clip made me cry laugh when I heard it over the weekend.
Okay.
So on YouTube, if you're watching a YouTube video, and whether maybe you're visually impaired, maybe you want to have dubbing on or whatever, YouTube has kind of like an AI dubbing feature.
Gotcha.
Somebody realized, while they were trying to watch YouTube, the YouTube AI dubber can't comprehend WWE. So if it says like WWE wrestler Jeff Hardy or it totally glitches out. And somebody recorded it, dude.
Okay.
And apparently, and I just learned this, AI dubbing will start to spiral because then it starts to hear itself.
And
it doesn't know what it's hearing, and it becomes this cycle. I'm telling you, I was in tears when I heard this.
Okay.
This is somebody watching a wrestling video. The visual isn't very exciting, so there's not much. I'll just play the audio for you.
It depends on the match. Hold on now.
Here, it's WWE wrestlers react to whatever, but here's the audio.
Fans are making right now. Can you afford it? Maybe. But do you feel like you have to be there? That's the question. And for a lot of people, the answer this year seems to be not quite.
All right. So now they're going to go into it's going to try to say WWE.
Okay.
And it goes real bad.
The show will happen. The stadium will likely fill up one way or another.
What
That's how a lot of us feel watching WWE.
Like,
I like how it tries again.
Okay.
It's like that new Spielberg film, that Day of Disclosure. It's how the aliens die.
Oh, it's telling us to WrestleMania spoilers.
I should have a stash of wigs in my vehicle.
I mean,
just because I don't know when I'll need some.
I assumed.
I mean, love wearing wigs. I love my emo wig. I love
my fault.
My 80s wig. When you're bald, wigs are fun. I'll tell you that much.
I don't like them. They're itchy. I'll wear them, but they're itchy.
Because you got real hair. I don't got real hair.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're kind of coming in halfway through the conversation there. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday.
On Saturday, we're doing our first ever show fam plant swap at Crazy Daisy's.
I'm excited.
From 2 to 4 p.m.
I think we're going to get a lot of people that aren't yet show fam.
Yeah. Come on out. Even if you don't care about plants, they got great food and drink. If you do love plants but don't care about us, they got a lot of great plants and stuff.
This is a place that would get you into plants, though. I didn't care about plants either.
Mm-hmm.
Until... you get a cool plant.
Yeah.
And then it kind of kicks off everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, now I got to get some even cooler plants.
Yeah, I recognize what's going on currently in my life is that I've been trying to have a snake plant in my home office for a long time, and it just didn't work. And no shade, but a little bit of shade. And like the places I was buying them, Walmart, overwater them. So they're like, you buy them and they're dead.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone into the back at one of the Walmarts where they have all those,
mm-hmm.
and you just see some poor, and I don't know if it's their fault, untrained maybe,
yeah.
person just standing with a hose.
Yeah, and
filling these things.
Know why.
It's like,
they gotta have a better, they gotta have a better plant selection because they just kill them.
Yeah.
So I went to a spot and got a real plant. I forget what it's called. But it is thriving, and good. I'm in love with it, and good. It's so big, Cody.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I got, because I partitioned off that one we were trying to save, and one turned into a big one,
mm-hmm.
and the one's small, and then the other one died.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know why what the difference is, because they're right next to each other. The one, phenomenal. The other one, dead. Like, you're in the same spot.
Sherry on the text line says, where is the plant place? There's no location info. It's on Kasan Road in Syracuse, Crazy Daisies. Just yeah. Google Crazy
yep, just
Daisies.
Google it. It's right up on Onondaga Hill, up by me.
And now I'm starting to get that itch that Cody had where he wanted to get more plants. And now I'm like, well, these are quieting the sadness in me a little bit. I would like more of these,
well,
please.
Well, it also adds to just a spot of nothing.
Yes, it does.
Boom, little plant. Bummer plant. Oh, yeah, be honest.
I got to take a picture of my plant today and show you how big it's gotten in that corner of my office. It's exactly
nice.
What I wanted.
See? I'm glad
maybe
it worked
it's
out.
Filtering out the bad smells. I don't know.
I mean, they do add some oxygen to their plants.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, next question is what of the ones here are we bringing? I'm definitely bringing.
I'll let you handle all
some
that.
Some of these people are getting some of these
There's like, we have like 80 of whatever these purple ones are.
Yeah. Kelly, plants do quiet the sadness. That's why I have an office full, an apartment full of them. Yep. I'm surrounding myself with the plants.
Oh, you can't walk down.
To quiet out the sadness.
It helps.
So anyways, Cody, that's the big event happening this Saturday. Would love it if you guys came out. General Mills, good job striking when the iron is hot.
Ooh, cereal?
As they've announced their new Saved by the Bell themed cereal boxes.
Yes, perfect timing. Collect them all.
Why now?
Because they found them in a warehouse somewhere. Oh. I'm not throwing this out.
People Magazine is showing a sneak peek of the colorful packaging. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, and Lucky Charms, which have, respectively, Zach Morris, Kylie Kapowski, A.C. Slater, and Jesse Spano.
Okay.
The message on the back of the boxes notes that the collaboration is in honor of the company's school fundraising program.
Oh, okay.
And that's like the last school show we made was what? Like Saved by the Bell?
Wait, like this is an effort to fundraise by Bayside, the school they go to, so they're going to release Saved by the Bell boxes to help what? Saved by the Bell? I'm very confused.
No, I think that they're saying, hey,
other schools?
We want to raise money for schools with our box tops.
I
remember that show about going to school?
Yeah.
From the 1900s?
I do not understand this country's weird obsession with making people do the weirdest crap in order for somebody else to just be nice.
Oh, yeah, you got to cut off a box top and show us that you purchased the cereal.
You got to get 80 boxes of this cereal, everybody in your school, and bring soup labels and box tops, and then you bring them to your principal, and then your principal mails them in, and then we give you the funding you deserve.
Yep. If you're lucky.
Maybe. What?
Over the past 30 years, Box Tops for Education has helped families raise nearly $1 billion for our schools.
Or give them.
Or just
$5 billion.
You're not thinking of the billionaires, but that's your problem. Who's going to be able to afford?
I never think of the billionaires.
Who's going to be able to buy up all the real estate so none of us have houses?
Could you even imagine if Jeff Bezos had like $10 billion less?
He's so strapped.
I mean, we don't ever think of these guys.
The design, which features one of the teen sitcom's familiar red lockers, offers another nod to the Bayside Tigers.
Yes, super
I'll
familiar
meet
now.
You at the Max.
Yep. We're all very familiar with the red lockers. Kids don't even have lockers now.
No, they don't have lockers. I can guarantee you neither of my children even know what Saved by the Bell is.
Have you ever watched it?
Is this supposed to appeal to us who are all in our 40s now?
Yes.
We're like, I can't eat cereal.
It's one of those where, oh, I remember these. I'm going to buy this cereal for my kids because then the box stops go to them. Mm-hmm. I'm nostalgic for the box. They eat the stupid cereal. We all win.
I mean, we haven't had... I forgot that there was a two-season reboot on Peacock during the pandemic. Did you remember that? I didn't remember that.
No, what did they do?
Otherwise, it has not aired since the turn of the century.
No.
Debuted in 1989, went to the college years from 93 to 94, and then the new class was 93 to 2000.
It was so weird, the college years.
It was a little weird, because why was Principal What's-His-Nuts there?
Well, yeah, right, that he followed, and then weird Bob Golic was like RA. And he lived on their floor, but he was like 40.
Oh my God, I forgot about him.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, college kids, what's up? Hey, college girls, I'm not 40 years old. Want to hang out in this dorm room? And they were like, sure, whatever your name is.
Yeah, I forgot he was.
And it was so weird. And they were like, ah, just let him have his beard and his mullet. Wow. We'll figure it out.
All right, well, if you want those, keep an eye out for the shelves.
No, thank you.
Striking when the iron's hot with that Saved by the Bell content.
That's okay.
On Tuesdays, we talk to Cindy Payne from Oliver Payne Greenhouses. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
As they say in your commercials, it's time to start digging in the dirt, right? What are we planting?
Yes, it is. It's time to get your annuals, your perennials, your vegetables in the ground. And everybody has been saying, oh, I'm late. You're not late. Memorial Day celebrations were early this year.
Mm.
Remember, the real Memorial Day is this weekend.
Okay,
so you're not late. You've got plenty of time to get those, especially those veggies. You've got a lot of time to get those veggies in the ground. Get your flowers in the ground. get to work. The weather's going to be beautiful this week. And remember, everything we have here, we've grown ourselves. Mm. We don't get things in. I have a lot of people say, well, when is this coming in or when is that coming in? It's already there, sweetie. we've grown it from when it was a teeny tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what we know about our plants, and they, you know, we know all about them. Ask us any questions you need to ask. So, no question is stupid. I've had people say, well, I want to ask a stupid question. No, there are no stupid questions.
What is a tip you're going to give somebody who's maybe doing vegetables for the first time this year? My cousin's doing vegetables. I saw what's like a piece of advice they need?
Don't go crazy.
Okay.
Start small. Your temptation is to dig up a half an acre. Don't do that. Do a small plot. Plant maybe 6 tomato plants, 6 pepper plants. If you want to do some squashes, zucchini is an easy one to grow. Do that. Don't go crazy. Go small and get the hang of it and get comfortable with it. Because remember, you're still going to have to weed this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to keep the weeds out. And if you've got a great big plot, the fun is going to be gone. It's going to be work.
Mm-hmm.
So start small and keep it fun, because it is fun. It's fun to grab something out of your own garden and eat it.
What is something that does really well here in Central New York for somebody who's terrible at growing things?
For flowers or vegetables?
Vegetables.
For vegetables, tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatoes are the easiest to grow. Very, very easy to grow. And you can grow them in pots. If you don't have a garden to dig up, you can grow tomatoes in containers.
And what about people who are looking for fall plants? Like, do we already plant pumpkins now so they're ready in the fall?
Ooh,
when do we plant those?
Yeah.
Yes, you can plant pumpkins now.
Okay.
Because it takes them a long time to get to be a pumpkin.
Good idea.
So you can plant now.
All right.
Like I said, any vegetables, any flowers, get digging. It's time to dig in the dirt.
It is time to dig in the dirt. Get over to Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses, 125 South Granby Road, right there in Fulton. You come up 690, you're on Route 48. You take a left on South Granby, and they're a little bit up there. Go see Cindy and the whole crew. Thank you, Cindy Payne.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Goodbye. There she
is. That's a good idea.
What?
Pumpkins.
Look, get your pumpkins in the ground, man.
Pumpkins.
Get your pumpkins in the
ground.
And
I would love to have a couple corn stalks on my apartment balcony.
Knee-high by the 4th of July, bud.
That'd be hilarious.
Get over there. Get your gardening started.
Wow.
You will see that band for $0
Hails
at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Presented by Topps Friendly Markets. Coming up next weekend.
Next week.
Next weekend. Okay. You ready for it, bud? Ready for it, bud?
No, not yet.
Getting ready more, bud?
We will see
you out there. I'll come out there as Cody. He'll be at his punch stand the entire weekend.
Coco.
I'll be out there for some stage announcements Saturday night, including Fuel. We'll be out there. Say hey.
So hello.
Hey, how do you do?
Say hey, hi.
Twitch.tv/the show.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch.tv/the show. Give us a follow. And good. This is what you get, Wisconsin motorist. Saw a sign that said road closed.
I don't care. I could go down to the road if I want.
Close to who?
Well, it was closed because it was fresh concrete, and they drove into fresh concrete and got stuck.
And I was saying, now you're stuck there. No, you can't just, I can just run.
No, you can't.
Nope, because your car's there.
The driver's pickup truck sank into the newly poured concrete that construction crews had been protecting with the barricade.
Unreal.
Would be so pissed off to be on that crew.
Yeah.
That now has to what? Do you have to chisel up all this half-hardened concrete?
Tome out and then do it again.
Get this stupid car out of there and you got to redo the whole thing?
Make him pay for that. I don't know how.
They've obviously said, please never remove or ignore road closed signs, you entitled moron.
This could be flooded or not there anymore with all these sinkholes that are everywhere.
Sinkholes.
Right? Want the road to just not be there?
Every day is another sinkhole. They did deserve it, Sarah says in chat, but then what's good? Like, what are they going to get for punishment? Because they got to be punished for something.
Right? I don't know.
You got to pay for this,
or do you lose
your license or something?
Because that's just so much.
Because you're out just driving around the road, ignoring road closed signs, bud. That's a danger to all of us.
Your insurance is definitely dropping you for that.
Oh, I've been dropped for less.
Yep.
I've been dropped for that. Follow us on all the video places, twitch.tv/the show, KRockCNY on YouTube.
Internet. Crazy.
I guess we didn't make the list, I guess, unfortunately. Rolling Stone did a piece on America's greatest gifts to the world. I think that...
Not even honorable mention?
Not even an honorable mention, neither of us. Neither of us.
I think our mommies would disagree.
Neither of us.
It's messed up.
You want some of the things that America gifted the world that they're so proud of?
Not really.
Listen, we made a lot of mistakes. That's on us.
How current is this?
That's on us.
Who wrote this?
No, we're looking bigger picture than what we're currently living through.
Gotcha.
For example, Snoopy. We gave Snoopy to the world. Charles Schulz. Snoopy.
I love how
good
that,
one.
I love how that's where our list starts.
Things that originated in America that we have
gifted America
to the world.
Has given to the world. Snoopy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Look, there's Snoopy in our chat right there.
Basketball hoops.
Oh, James Naismith's peach basket was invented here.
Yes, it was.
That's true.
And backyard basketball hoops originated in America, and then they've adapted throughout the world.
And the shot clock here.
Uh-huh.
And then circuits.
Game shows. We invented game shows.
Did we?
That's what it says in this.
Okay. I would have thought maybe like some Chinese game shows came first. And then
good point.
We stole their idea. But
good point.
I guess if TV was here first.
I'm trying to open this so I can read you some of the lines, because Darius Rucker,
that's another one,
paid tribute to wrestling. Did wrestling really come from America? Did it start here?
I don't know. I mean, they talk early, you know, circus shows and stuff like that.
Oh, I love the American circus so much.
But I don't know if it was here or over in, like, Europe or something seems more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gladiator days. You know what I mean? The Greco-Roman wrestling. Isn't that the whole point?
Oh, yeah. So I guess the Greek probably, yeah.
So would it not be? Yeah. Okay, never mind. That makes old man twitches. Wrestling. Not wrestling.
Not wrestling.
Wrestling.
The version that we have. All right.
It makes a little more sense.
This is Rolling Stone's article on gifts to America. Things America gave the world. I don't know much about vehicles, but I guess the Chevy 454 is a big deal.
You're damn right it is.
I guess this is everyone's dream truck. It's a symbol of hard work. The Chevy 454. You're damn
Chevy
right.
454.
You looking at it?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad had one of these.
Did he?
Yeah, I think that's what he had.
He driving around on that Chevy 454.
It looks like it. The extended cab is what he had, and that's what I learned to drive on.
Nice. Here's a bunch of them, Guy Fieri. So if you go to rollingstone.com, you can click on the American icons, like, you know, things that we celebrate 250 years of this country.
Okay.
This one's Guy Fieri's contribution. Bacon cheeseburgers, hot dogs, shakes, and root beer floats. America gave those to the world, and we also gave you big fat bellies because of it.
Yeah, I guess the bacon burger itself, mm-hmm. but... There's no way the burger was invented here.
Susan found something on Google, and I would debate this, Susan. She said, we didn't invent game shows. Google says the first game show in the world was a spelling bee, which premiered on BBC.
Interesting.
1938. I would argue, hold on a second, because my argument was going to be a game show is generally a show of chance, not skill, whereas a spelling bee is skill. But then, if I think about, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, I was going
to
say it.
You got to be smart. Jeopardy, you got to be smart.
I think they're all blended. A game show is just, it's testing your skills.
Yeah, you're
whatever
right.
Whatever those skills may be.
All right, you're right. America invented proms, and now they've gone worldwide. We're the first spot to do proms, I guess.
Oh, I misunderstood. I heard prawns, like the mm-hmm. shrimp or whatever, and I was like, I don't, probably don't think that. But really, like,
Fancy dance for the kids.
I guess if you think of the word like mm-hmm. a prom for school kids to blah blah blah, because all those fancy dances came from like Europe and England.
Yeah,
like they were doing
like
that
kings
way
and queens
before
were doing things. Yeah,
we were here.
Balls, galas, balls.
Well, I'll talk to you about a ball if you'd like.
Obviously, the baseball diamond right here in Cooperstown, baby. We definitely invented baseball, right?
Did we? See, I don't want to be skeptical of all these.
I'm not trying to screw up Cooperstown's traveling or the tourism dollars, but I thought we did.
I can see.
Mm-hmm.
I bet there were very similar versions there other places that wasn't baseball. But
Lottie says it just wasn't really in Cooperstown. It wasn't at Doubleday Field. That's been the whole thing my whole life. And that's okay. And then, yeah, Darius Rucker's article in here is for pro wrestling, the art form that distills the elemental battle between heel and hero.
Okay.
Any good wrestling over the weekend? I didn't watch anything.
Oh, yeah. There was some. They had the Saturday night's main event for WWE. Yeah. Pretty good. I watched that after the fact.
I heard that was a good one. And then AEW just doesn't exist. They
had theirs.
They have the same font for theirs. They
kind of mimic each other.
All right, gotcha.
But they had theirs on Sunday night that I had forgotten all about. And then I had found a free stream to watch the last three matches. Oh, yeah. And it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
They both do. WWE struggles at times because, you know, who they have to answer to and all that.
Yeah.
But AEW's killing it.
Are they really?
Killing it.
I saw Jericho did a tribute to Sabu when he jumped through the table or whatever. What was that?
I did see that.
What was that?
They did a stadium stampede where it was like 7-on-7. It was
crazy.
It was all insane. Right.
Yeah.
But after, because Sabu, it was just the anniversary of his passing, mm-hmm. I want to say, to celebrate, he used to throw himself through unbroken tables. So randomly after the match, Jericho did the Sabu trademark point up to the heavens thing, and then ran up on the top rope and threw himself off onto a table.
Love it.
It was awesome. It was good.
Still real to me, damn it.
I only saw the highlights of the first, like, 8 matches, because they have, like, 12. But, yeah, the wrestling is doing very, very good right now.
Well, if you want to jump in chat right now, twitch.tv/theshow or KROCKCNY on YouTube, Cody is going to crack a pack.
Ooh. Hey, one more real good.
Go ahead, yeah.
I think we can claim lacrosse, right? Did America and the Native Americans?
I think the Native Americans
then gave
can claim
the world
lacrosse.
Yeah,
that's theirs.
So, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
Like
unfortunately,
that.
Syracuse's run came to an end this weekend.
But yeah, watching the finals, though, Notre Dame, wow, and Princeton.
Really good.
Princeton, holy cow.
You think they would have been squashed had they made it?
I think Princeton would have just whooped them. They went right. Princeton, I was watching, Notre Dame went up 3-0, and then Princeton scored the next 11 goals.
Okay, yep. That's how you shut that down.
But,
Twisted Mayhem Gaming out there in Beeville is letting us crack packs
crack
every
pack.
Day on stream. Jumping Twitch.
Crack pack.
We are winning the best Pokemanos.
I think we are.
I think we pulled a really good card that time, guys. We've been cracking packs every day in chat.
Yeah.
The only qualifier I have is the image on that paper is different than the card.
Pardon me. Well, if you look,
uh-huh.
They're all on there kind of printed because I don't think you can print out like a hologram.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
What was that one called again? Tell the people.
Chichino?
Chichino. It's a holographic Chichino that right now is between 60 and 100 something bucks, it says. So
C-I-N-C-C-I-N-O.
We put it into a top loader, so it's now safe. And at the end of all these packs, we're just going to give Twisted Gaming back the bad ones and say, oh, we never found any good ones. Sorry.
Chichino.
Never
no,
heard.
We
no,
didn't find
I
any.
Never
sorry.
Found that one. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
And then we buy our yacht.
Oh.
Got him.
Big old boop.
How was everyone's weekend? Good.
Long
weekend. You get a nice long weekend. It is a Tuesday, believe it or not.
I know.
And
crazy.
You got to be careful when you're getting pulled over by the police.
Yeah.
For not wearing a seatbelt. And then your toddler pulls a gun out of the diaper bag.
Oh, boy. Yo, no.
Yeah, they, I guess, there were 3 kids in the car with this guy, and it's happened in, where was this, St. Paul? One of the kids needed a tissue, so one of the other kids went to grab a tissue but pulled out a blicky.
That's not the best place to put
no!
That, I would imagine.
The officer obviously instructed the child to put the weapon down. Drop the weapon! Drop the weapon!
I'm just a baby.
I'm a baby. I don't know guns.
I'm just a baby. I don't know guns.
Said he carried it for protection, which is fine. Carry your protection. Just maybe not in the diaper bag.
Be an adult about it.
I know he's going to get a lot of tickets and punishments.
Yeah, it's those people that ruin it for everybody.
Uh-huh. If you're a responsible gun owner, you wouldn't put it in your diaper bag where baby stuff is.
No.
Our first ever Show Fam Plant Swap is coming up this Saturday at Crazy Daisies in Syracuse on Kasan Road. Just type in Crazy Daisies if you're looking for the address. It is a flower farm, so it's kind of
yes
out in the rural area.
Up by me, up on Upper Onondaga Hill. But it's plan on giving yourself a whole day to do stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And just that whole little area, that's where I now venture around.
You can get a breakfast up the road at Finally Hours.
I can't even explain.
There's so much going up there.
There's another new place that opened up that they were kind of open when we were doing stuff that's also looks phenomenal.
Make a day of it. We will be there 2 to 4, but like Cody said, you can hang out at Crazy Daisies all day for all I care. They're a business that is open.
Yeah. Yep.
If you want to get there early, eat and drink, you want to hang out, we will just be there from 2 to 4. And I see you all loading up your plants and propagatings and all that. Getting ready for Saturday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something new we've never tried before.
No, this is great.
Do you know, I guess I didn't know the oldest fast food mascot. Do you know what it is? We don't have it around here, but we did when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Ground Round?
No.
I don't, we did when you were a kid, but not now.
No. And I'm trying to,
let me think.
I'm second guessing myself.
Oh, are you? Is it the Jack guy?
Not Jack in the Box. Oh, no. And it's not A&W.
Then I don't know.
Big Boy.
Oh,
is it TJ's
Big Boy?
Did we have a Big Boy around here? I remember this Big Boy statue.
I don't remember.
Out front of it.
Maybe.
And it was you walked in and you sat down. It was in like the 80s, I think, right, Bella? Was it in Fayetteville? Yeah, we had a Big Boy.
Big Boy.
1936, wow. The Big Boy mascot was created. It's the funniest story. So, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
I saw this on like Foods That Made America or whatever, and I looked it back up. Big Boy was named, this is true.
Oh, boy.
Guy opens a burger stand in 1936 or whatever.
Okay.
And this was in, I don't remember what town, Glendale, California. And a chubby 6-year-old boy named Richard Woodruff would offer to do odd chores if he got a burger. So the kid was 6,
awesome.
And he'd offer to, like, I'll clean up the cables, or I'll mop the floor if I can get a burger.
So funny.
So they started calling him Big Boy, and he would do chores for the Bergs.
That is great.
Then a Disney animator, because it was in Glendale, was hired to draw Richard Woodruff, who is the iconic Big Boy character.
So he kind of looked like that?
He kind of looked like that. He was just a chubby 6-year-old that wanted to eat.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
He wanted to eat.
What happened to him? Did they get bought by?
I don't know what happened to Big Boy. They're still around, right? Bob's Big Boy now?
I don't really remember. I just know that I assumed that Ray Kroc or one of them guys was like, nope, you're mine now.
It was designed by a renowned architect, Wayne McAllister. I don't know. It's a long story. The Big Boy story.
That's neat. I didn't know that they were, that it was just a dude being like,
I
got
to see
burger.
A picture of him. I can't show you on screen. I can only show Cody. This is the original Big Boy. He growed up.
Does his hair look?
Yeah, kind of with
does
that.
Have
yeah.
Swoopy
yeah. That was the oldest mascot. Big Boy.
Good for him.
You're all giving me different locations. Big Boy was on Sweetheart Corner. Big Boy was in Fairmount. Big Boy was in Manlius. Big Boy was in Liverpool.
The answer to all of those is yes.
Yes, where Big Boy meets Vast.
Wherever he is, he's in your hearts.
So that was the oldest.
Yeah, what else is it? What's the
second oldest? Colonel Sanders, 1952.
Oh!
1952, the Colonel showed up.
Old white guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of old ass white guy.
Number 3 is going to shock you. 1959.
An ice cream thing.
Nope.
Oh, I was going to say Dairy Queen.
No, because I didn't even think we had pizza places in 1959. Little Caesars opened and had their Little Caesar mascot.
I knew that.
In 1959.
Let me just, the littlest, here, let me just have a,
what is it?
For the Pizza Hut on Route 11.
Oh, we're pouring it out. Was
pouring
it the last weekend?
That was it. Pouring it out.
I saw
that was
people
the last one that had Wing Street. Or Wingstop. Or not Wingstop. Wing Street. Was that the Pizza Hut?
I love Pizza Hut so much.
So now, I don't know. 2 left?
What do you mean?
2, one by me, one by you? Pizza Hut?
I have one in Fulton and that's it.
And I got East Q's.
And that's my spot in Fulton. Please never close.
Oh.
All right, I'll give you a couple more you probably forgot about.
After the
The Carl's Jr. store star was 1961. We don't really have those around here.
Really?
Yeah. Ronald McDonald, 1963.
I was wondering how long before, because he had some weird versions of him.
I can jump ahead. Burger King attempted, and we all remember this, in 1989, Burger King attempted Kid Vid, and then he was the video game kid with the glasses.
Burger King Kids Club, dude.
And then the Kids Club with Hell wheels yeah. and all of that.
Hell yeah. Wheels worked in the front because it was a little hard for wheels mm-hmm. in the back. You know, that wasn't too fair.
Taco Bell Chihuahua was 97.
Oh, yo quiero, dead dog.
I vaguely remember this in 1993. We're talking fast food mascots. We're talking mascots.
Talking mascots.
1993, Pizza Hut did a Pizza Head puppet. Do you remember Pizza Head? Hold on.
I bet I will if I see it.
Pizza Hut, Pizza Head. Oh.
Yeah, because they brought this back.
Oh, this was horrifying.
I remember this. It was just pizza slice.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, no. It was like Mr. Bill.
It was like Mr. Bill, yeah.
I have to get a Goosebumps Kids pack. Yay! Yay!
Almost there.
Hey, this isn't the right way.
Well, Scarecrow Steve says it is.
He's no Scarecrow.
Sure he is.
This is Mr. Bill.
It really is Mr. Bill.
Uh-oh, I think I woke the neighbors.
Look, Pizza Head, you'll be perfectly safe in there.
Okay.
No! Relax, the Goosebumps guys just want you for dinner. See you in the next lifetime. Now you can collect one of three ghoulish Goosebumps glow and tell story card sets when you buy a Pizza Hut kit.
It's like, it's hard to explain, but this is what the 90s were like. I don't know how to explain it any other than this.
Famous crust.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's right, Pizza Head, and here's your friend Chef Steve to explain.
Chef Steve is a pizza cutter.
Sure he is. He just wants to show you how they make thin and crispy pizza. Of course, there's Bigfoot pizza.
Cody loved the Bigfoot pizza.
I love that one.
Or my favorite, pan pizza.
Yeah!
Pan pizza.
Yeah! This was just the 90s. We were really weird in the 90s, guys.
Yep.
And I don't know how to explain it any other than this. This made sense in 1993. We're like, yeah, it's a pizza that talks. It gets hurt all the time.
Because if you turn... All right, cool. Welcome back to Nickelodeon Summer with Stick Stickly, a popsicle stick that they glued things onto.
You could mail them letters.
Hey, I'm Stick Stickly. Let's get you back to Mark Wiener in Wienerville.
Wienerville was a man. Kids gather around.
Yeah.
It was a full man head.
Yeah.
But he had little puppet bodies.
Yeah.
And he'd put on different wigs and makeup.
In Wienerville.
And he was in Wienerville.
And then people wonder why our sense of humor is art. Effed.
Yeah, this why is why we are
so weird.
This is why we are the way we are.
This is why we are weird the way we are weird.
Well, let's hand it off to the 90s at 9. For real this time.
Okay.
It's 2 hours later.
That was my favorite moment.
Completely glitched out, man. I have no idea where I am anymore. Nope. Exactly, Nebreka. I can't remember some of my old apartment addresses, but I still remember Stick Stickley's address. Do you?
Oh, no. What was it? Was like...
I'm trying to hear it
in my head, but I can't. I can't remember now.
Let me see if I can play it.
That'd be hilarious if he swore. Just a big F-bomb by Stick Stickly.
Let me see if this is his address, if he says it here.
Stick Stickly, one of those things.
No, this is a guy commenting on Stick Stickly.
Stick Stickly, also an Attack song. Attack, when they first started. Keyboardist Caleb Shomo, congratulations to him coming out as a proud gay man over the weekend. Beartooth, still favorite band.
Oh, I saw that. Beartooth's lead singer came out as gay and is...
I mean, he kind of...
Is his wife going to stay with him? I didn't read all that.
No, that part's a little sad, but that's the unfortunate part with this. But I mean, if you grew up watching him...
Stickly, P.O. Box
for you.
963, New York City, New York State, 18180.
Awesome.
And he still accepts mail.
No way.
Yeah. You can still mail Sticks. I don't know what happens to it, but you still can.
Write to me,
Stick Stickly. What
do they
do with it? PO Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108.
What do they do with it?
Uh-huh. I don't know. What do they do with
That's where all my stolen votes went.
Stick Stickly stole your address. Gaming brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales and opening soon, Hidden Gardens.
Ooh.